Hello and happy Friday, Yay. I don't know if it's always sunny in Philadelphia, but it is today. I'm coming to you from my home state of Pennsylvania. We're in the phenomenal city of Philadelphia, the home of the Philadelphia Eagles. This is one of the rowdiest stadiums I ever played in during my NFL career. The NFL season kicked off last night. The defending Super Bowl champs facing the Dallas Cowboys. Pads popping, fans hollering. Smells like Philly cheesesteak. I think this moment calls for a Did You Know? Philadelphia was the nation's temporary capital for 10 years. While Washington, D.C. was still under construction, America's founding fathers and first leaders gathered in Philly between 1790 and 1800. Both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were signed at Philadelphia's Independence Hall. The city was also the first American city to establish a hospital and a library, which was founded by Benjamin Franklin, did you know? For all of these reasons, Philadelphia is often called the birthplace of America. Now to today's top story. Another deadline has come and gone for Russia to end its war in Ukraine or else face possible further actions from the United States. Momentum towards ending that war has largely stalled following President Donald Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska last month. However, Trump spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and allies by phone on Thursday, and European leaders gathered, including French President Emmanuel Macron, to discuss possible next steps. Take a listen.
We have 26 countries that are formally committed to deploy as a force of reassurance in Ukraine, to be present on land, at sea, or in the air, to bring this reassurance to the Ukrainian territory the day after a ceasefire or peace. In the coming days, we are going to finalize the American support for these security guarantees. The United States, as I mentioned, has been involved in every step of the process.
On Wednesday, President Putin actually offered to host the Ukrainian leader in Moscow for talks, but a meeting on Russian soil was quickly dismissed as unacceptable, and Ukraine's foreign minister emphasized the two leaders would be welcomed in at least seven neutral countries to negotiate a peace deal. Meanwhile, Putin has been shaking hands in China alongside North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. The two took in a massive military parade with Chinese President Xi Jinping, something that did not go unnoticed back at the White House.
I understood the reason they were doing it, and they were hoping I was watching, and I was watching. My relationship with all of them is very good. We're going to find out how good it is over the next week or two.
To California now, where officials are battling another fast-moving wildfire in the state's central region. At the time of this recording, the 6-5 fire, as it's called, has burned through nearly 7,000 acres with 0% containment. The blaze was started by a lightning strike and quickly tore through the equivalent of 8 football fields per minute in its first hour. It has devastated the historic Gold Rush town of Chinese Camp, which was founded by Chinese prospectors in 1849.
My family's been in this county for six generations now. So, yeah, we know what fire can do.
More than 300 people in and around town have been forced to evacuate. Officials warn that that number could double at a moment's notice as crews continue to battle the blaze while dealing with challenging weather conditions. Pop quiz, hot shot. Who is the only athlete to ever play in both a World Series and Super Bowl? Bo Jackson, Russell Wilson, Deion Sanders, or Brian Jordan? If you said Deion Sanders, you are ready for prime time. Sanders took the plate in the 1992 World Series with the Atlanta Braves and won back-to-back Super Bowls in 95 and 96 with the 49ers and Cowboys. These days, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, is balancing football and fatherhood. The head coach of the University of Colorado has two sons working to make their mark on the NFL. I had a chance to sit down with him to talk all things football, fatherhood, and one of his biggest off-the-field battles, fighting and beating bladder cancer. I asked for his advice for our viewers and anyone looking to overcome adversity in their life. For all the students out there, what would you say are some of the greatest characteristics someone could possess, whether it's a head football coach evaluating you or the leader of any business or company looking for talent?
Consistency. You got to show a level of desire that you love what you do and you're doing what you love, but you got to be consistent in doing it. And you got to have a why, man. Like, what's your why? And your why got to be bigger than you. It can't be just about you. It's got to be bigger than you. Because we all have the propensity to quit on ourselves. Even when we jog or doing push-ups or sit-ups or whatever, we'll quit. You know, we'll cut it short. But when it's about mama, it's about grandma, it's about my little brother, it's about somebody who's ill, we have the propensity to just keep going, man. And it has to be bigger than you. That's it.
Take us to church, Coach. Thank you so much, man. Awesome stuff from one of the all-time greats, Coach Prime. In Latin American cultures, a quinceañera is a traditional coming-of-age celebration that marks a girl's 15th birthday. But one teen's milestone event nearly went unnoticed until a Facebook post turned into a viral sensation. Our Ivan Rodriguez has more.
Isela Anaí Santiago Morales never dreamed of transforming into a princess for the night. The daughter of humble garbage collectors living in a small central Mexico town, Isela's parents stretched their savings to throw her a 15th birthday party. It's a big year marking a girl's traditional coming of age in Mexican culture, known as a quinceañera. But Isela was crushed when hardly anyone showed up.
My parents made a small meal at my house. I invited some friends and some didn't show up. And then my dad said that we would waste the food and posted on Facebook that there was enough food left over for 40 people.
That simple post went viral.
I didn't think it would be so big.
Roughly 2,000 people from Mexico and even the U.S. came to support Isela, according to the Associated Press.
It became national news. When we saw it on TV at home, we got excited and decided to come.
A local photographer and a DJ offered free services. The local government donated the town stadium as a venue. More than a dozen musicians performed for free late into the night. But even though the party was all about Isela, she asked people to donate toys to vulnerable children instead of giving her gifts.
Thanks so much for coming to my party and bringing the toys for me to give away.
But there was another surprise waiting for her. A letter she opened on stage gifting her a 969 square foot plot of land. And as if all that wasn't enough, the local government gave her a scholarship to continue studying. She hopes to be a teacher one day.
Because of all of you, her dream was made possible.
A fairy tale night bringing her an even brighter future.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a jumpy situation for police officers in Waco, Texas, when two kangaroos escaped from their habitat at a local wildlife refuge.
I was in complete and utter shock. No one thought it was real. We were talking about it all the way there, and then once I get there, I see fire, you know, hanging out there, and I'm like, what's going on? And I look over, and there were two kangaroos just out in the wild.
The Waco Wildlife Rescue helps care for and rehabilitate around 800 injured or orphaned animals every year. The center says an employee accidentally left a few gates open, which hasn't been a problem for some of their slower moving rescues. But this pair of pouches said, we're going to bounce up out of here, bro.
The Lord brought them back safe, and so did our Waco PD. So we love you guys. Thank you so much. And please donate to Waco Wildlife Rescue so that we can train our employees how to close gates.
All right, superstars, two shout-outs today. The first one going to Miss Gunter and Miss Sticker at the Florida Parish's Juvenile Detention Center in Covington, Louisiana. Thank you for all the kind words about our Hurricane Katrina special. We are so glad and grateful you were able to learn something. And from our CNN 10 Instagram comments, Miss Kate, meow, Linton Middle School, Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, thank you for following us at CNN 10. Play that Friday music, Nadir. Now let's remember to go out, make someone smile this weekend. You never know when or how, but you just might be the spark of joy someone needs. You're more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.